you'll find yourself, well, I've rolled all the care of it over on him. Glory to God, and I just thank you for it. And you're going along doing something and catch yourself worrying about it before you even had a chance to think about it. Stop and repent right then. Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning, Kenneth.
You look so pretty today.
Thank you very much. Your little blue outfit.
Gloria.
You just love me.
I do.
I love you, too.
I do. 57 years, well, 57 years and 6 months ago, I met you, and I fell in love with you the first day I saw you. And I'm still smitten with you, girl.
I like it. Keep it coming.
Praise God.
Thank you.
What camera am I on? I don't even know. Well, good morning to you, too. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. Oh, and we thank you for all of our partners and all of this radio and television audience all over the world,
yeah.
BVOVN, online, my. It's so wonderful, and we love it, and we love you, and we thank you today for revelation from heaven, words that move heaven on the earth, and we receive it, and we thank you for it, and give you all the praise and all the honor in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory to God. We're talking about Jesus, our caretaker.
Caretaker, praise God.
He has borne all of our cares.
Yes, amen.
On that cross, Gloria. He did it. Bore all of our shame, all of our worries and fears, sin, sickness, demons, fear.
Praise
did it
God.
All.
Yeah, he did.
Amen. And he's, oh.
So what did he do? He redeemed us from the curse. The whole curse.
And all care is
by
under
taking
that curse.
That curse for us.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, that's you know, all there is.
And you think about it, all care and worry is under that curse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
Ooh, praise
thank
God.
Thank you, girl. Now then, let's go back to our golden text in 1 Peter. And read this again very attentively in verse 5. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. Now remember, humility is to submit yourself. Humility is not to degrade yourself. And most people think, unless you're a person that has studied things like this, you just get the idea that, you know, well, that there's something marvelous about saying I'm just unworthy. Now listen to me. In fact, I'm going to read that over here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want you to really, really get hold of this now. Now, those of you that are familiar with the word of faith, I'm watering. For those of you that haven't heard this before, I'm planting. But it's God that gives the increase, right? Now, I want you to notice something. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man, any person, be in Christ, he is a new
creature.
Yeah. He'd been born again. He is a new creature. Now listen, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, at that moment, what happened? Verse 21, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him."
Praise God.
God did not recreate you. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Unworthy. Isn't that good? No, all that old unworthy. Of course we were unworthy. Of course, that's the whole thing. But he did it anyway. Amen. Don't ever say that about yourself again. No. No, just say, no, I'm a new creature. Let's say that together. I'm a new creature. And the old stuff passed away. That old Kenneth died on the second day of November 1962. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And was made the righteousness of God.
You could say, I am a new creation.
Well, that's really what it says. Mm-hmm. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Praise God.
The book of Ephesians. But now, listen to it very, very carefully again. A new creation, you cannot grow in righteousness. You're as righteous as you'll ever, ever be. Now, you grow in holiness, and people get the two mixed up. But that holiness is a whole separate issue over here. But righteousness, being just simply, righteousness is an old English word that just means being right with God. And it's not, you're not just a forgiven sinner. No, you were born from above. You were born of the Spirit of God. You were born of an incorruptible seed by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. So you are not unworthy. I remember the first time that I ever heard anything about that. Now, Gloria and I, we never knew any religion. I was raised in the Baptist church, and my folks raised me right, of course.
We weren't taught.
No, and I didn't get born again until, I've been married 6 months. Anyway, so the first thing I ever heard was the word of faith. So we didn't have a bunch of stuff to unlearn. And I remember hearing Brother Hagin say about the time that Jesus appeared to him in Rockwall, Texas, and he said, come up to the throne of God. And by vision, he took him there. And Brother Hagin came first out of the Baptist church and then Pentecostal. He fell down at his feet. He said he was just overwhelmed. And he fell down at his feet and said something like, no one is unworthy as I. And Jesus was very stern with him. Stand up on your feet. Get up from there. Get up from there right now. You're not unworthy. My blood has made you worthy.
Amen.
Changed. He said it just upended all his theology. It should. So a new creature made the righteousness of God. Amen. Now, we're back to, let's go back over here to 1 Peter. You humble yourself. How? Submitting to the Word. The Word of God is first place in our lives. Gloria, I remember back when we first began to find these things out. And we came to the conclusion by listening to Brother Hagin and Brother Roberts. I was flying for Brother Roberts, and I was watching him do it and hearing Brother Hagin teach about it, and you were home listening to Brother Hagin's tapes. And we realized then that God's Word has to be final authority in your life. Whether you like what it says or not,
that's right.
You look at it. I remember the day that I came across Romans 13:8. Now, you can't build a doctrine on one verse of Scripture, but this one woke us up. I read that, owe no man anything but to love him. How could you ever do that?
Seemed like the Amplified said, stay out of debt.
Well, I just started to say, I said, I know, I'll get to Amplified. God had said, stay out of debt. Oh, boy, and there went my airplane. I read it to Gloria, and there went her house. Now, listen to this. Here's what she did. She put her finger on that verse. I was standing in the middle of the bedroom floor at my dad and mother's house. I was preaching in Grace Temple that night. And she put her finger on that verse, and she said, that's what the book says, and that's what we're going to do. Now, that's making the Bible final authority in your life, because it's right. Now, that really, that verse of Scripture really wasn't talking about money. It was talking about owing honor and so forth. But then, whoa, you get over into the curse of the law, and it talks about borrowing from everybody and being the tail and not the head.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So debt is under the curse.
It's under the curse.
Now, it's not a sin to borrow. It would be for us to, because, come on. 52 years in the ministry without borrowing and then go borrow something, that's bad. But my point is, the Word of God is final authority in your life. So listen to this. Be clothed with humility. Humble yourself then to this Word. Okay, yeah, all right. For God resists the proud. Well, I'm not proud. Well, you just proved you were right then.
You could say, bow your knee to the Word of God.
Yeah, bow your knee to that. Now, and I'll show you what pride is here and how it affects this. God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now, here's the way you do it. Casting all your care. Remember now, care, the word care in the Greek text means anxiety, distress, uneasiness of mind caused by fear of danger or misfortune. So casting all your anxiety over on him, for he cares for you. Let me read this now to you. This is from the Amplified Translation. Now get this. Listen very. Don't even read right now. Don't read your Bible right now. Listen to this. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Set aside self-righteous pride so that he may exalt you to a place of honor in his service at the appropriate time, casting, get it? Now listen. Oh, listen. Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it?
Isn't it good?
Oh, just think
it's
about
true.
That.
Now, praise God.
When you first start doing that, care. Let the 2 Corinthians. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. I want to show you something here. 2 Corinthians 10. Verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now somebody said, now, Brother Copeland, I can't do this kind of stuff. After all, I'm only human. What did you say? Well, I'm only human. You're a new creature. Joint heir with Christ Jesus. Oh. That's big. That's really big. We're not just human. We're not just mere men.
That's right.
Mere people. We're born again people. We're of God people.
That's right.
Baptizing the Holy Ghost people. Speaking in the Spirit supernaturally.
New creatures, the
new
Bible
creatures,
says.
New creatures, yeah. Yeah, new creatures. Now, the weapons. Talking about weapons now. Of our warfare are not carnal. They're not of the flesh. They're not of the mind. But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations or reasonings and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God or against what you know the Bible says. Now, if you don't know it, you're in a bad spot. That's the reason you need to spend time in the Word. That's the reason you need to be listening to at least one CD on faith a day. You need to be on BVOVN. I mean, you need to be watching that and totally immersing yourself in that so that you're building up and building up and building up and so forth and so on. Now, here it is. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience. What disobedience? All disobedience of thought.
Our words.
When your obedience is fulfilled. Now get this. Well, Brother Copeland, you don't understand. My son, my daughter, what am I going to do? Well, let me tell you what my mama did. And I'm talking about just a few days ago, someone that had a cassette tape of my mother, I heard my mother's voice for the first time since 1988, talking about this very thing. This just last week. Glory to God. And she said, I'll put this in a way so that you can. Here's what she did. She said, Kenneth wasn't a bad boy. But she had prayed for me for 13 years, prayed night and day, prayed in tongues, prayed everything she knew how to pray, and just got up and prayed it again the next day.
Oh, I'm glad she did. I'm so glad she did.
But here's what she said on that tape. She said, I threw my Bible down on the kitchen table and said, God, if he goes to hell, it's your fault, and I've prayed the last prayer I'm going to pray. Gloria got saved in 2 weeks. I got saved in 3. She said, I could have done that 13 years ago if I'd have known. Praise God. Amen. Now, she prayed 15 years, but at least she could have figured she could have done it 2 years, I guess. But anyway, that's the whole thing. See, the war is in the mind. She'd be praying for me, and I'd pull some stunts. Oh, no. Oh, he's dead again. No. She worried night and day, worried, saying something's going to happen to me, and I'll go to hell before you can get me saved. That was the gist of the whole thing. Now, when you understand the principles of this, that the warfare is in the mind, now, first thing you do is bind the devil. You bind him in the name of Jesus. Plead the blood over your mind, and we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, the word of our confession. And so you cast all of that care once and for all. Let me read it to you again. Once and for all on him, for he cares for you, about you with deepest affection and watches over you. You cast that care over on him and leave it there. Leave it there. Now the devil's going to fight you, but he can only get through to your mind. So And you get the scriptures. Get the scriptures you're standing on. All of these scriptures we're talking about. You get to download the notes from these broadcasts and you have all of these scriptures. And stand on them. Stand on them. Let the word fight its own fight. Let the word control your mind. And you're thinking, you'll find yourself, well, I've rolled all the care of it over on him. Glory to God, and I just thank you for it. And you're going along doing something and catch yourself worrying about it before you even had a chance to think about it. Stop and repent right then. No, Father, forgive me. Forgive me. I'm not taking that care back. Now, I've rolled the care of my daughter. I've rolled the care of this business. I've rolled the care of this whole thing. I've rolled it over on you. I'm not going to touch that. I'm not going to touch that. Why, you don't think Junior's going to get saved, do you? I certainly do. I broke your power, Satan, over him. And I've prayed the Lord of the harvest, sent laborers across his path with the word of God. I know he's going to be saved. I know my daughter's going to be saved. Now, shut up about it. And you're going along and got a smile on your face and you have some picture in your mind of him getting run over by a truck. Oh, shut up, Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See, he plugs stuff into your mind. You plead the blood over your mind, the blood of Jesus. And you look up scriptures I read, we read yesterday. My peace I give you, Jesus said. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. How do you stop it? You have to stop it in the mind. No, so you're not touching me, Satan. No, I'm covered in the blood.
The scripture says, cast down every high imagination that exalts itself against the word of God.
Exalts itself.
That's what the devil tries to do.
Yeah.
So we don't tolerate it.
You don't tolerate that. Let me read you something else, and you can clearly see it. Oh, we're out of time. You can clearly see it when the scripture says, "Don't let the sun go down on your wrath."
Yeah, that's right.
And neither give place to the devil. Well, don't let the sun go down on a care. Don't you go to bed worrying about that
right.
thing.
That's
don't
right.
Don't you go to bed worrying about that thing. I'm telling you. Praise God, and we'll be back in just a moment.
We live in a word-created, word-controlled universe. And God said, "Light be." And there was light. God predestined your future, your success. He put the authority in you to see the blessing at work. Know the authority you have been given and understand how powerful your words are. Take control of your words with the Power of Your Words package. This package includes, "You are the prophet of your own life. You can change your world through the power of your words," by Kenneth Copeland. And, "How you call it is how it will be," also by Kenneth Copeland. You can choose to have a great future. Set your life in order by speaking words of life. Stop letting your words negatively affect you. Start saying what the Word says. Put the principles from these teachings to work to enrich your faith. And stop fear from ruling your life. Launch your life from a place of defeat to victory, from worry to peace, from pain to relief, by calling things which be not as though they were.
You can change your environment by the words you speak. Request your copy of the Power of Your Words package today, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Faith-filled words have the power to change your life. Go to kcm.org/TV special. Or call toll-free 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I want to read you something Jesus said in Luke 19:10. "I came to seek and save that which is lost." Now, the Bible also said, Jesus said, "Anyone that comes unto me, I will for no reason cast him out."
Praise
He's
God.
Done all the hard part.
That's a great scripture.
He suffered. You cannot imagine the kind of suffering that he went through. And then went to hell and suffered a full 3 days and nights. And then he destroyed Satan and took his authority away from him. Now listen to this. "If you shall confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Nothing happens. He's done everything. The only thing that he can't do is pray your prayer for you. Amen. Oh, but it looks so easy. It is. He's the one that went through all the tough part.
That's right.
Now you pray. I'm going to lead. Then you pray out loud. And you pray when Gloria prays. Oh, our God in heaven.
Oh, our God in heaven.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
We thank you.
We thank you.
That you raised Jesus from the dead.
That you raised Jesus from the dead.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I receive you now.
I receive you now.
I repent of all sin.
I repent of all sin.
My past is over.
Is over.
And I thank you, my future is bright.
And I thank you, my future is bright.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I believe I receive. The infilling of the mighty Holy Spirit.
The infilling of the mighty Holy Spirit.
Now that I'm born again. By faith. Just like on the day of Pentecost. They were all filled with the Spirit. And they began to speak with tongues. As you gave them utterance. I receive my supernatural prayer language now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Let us know. We want to know about it. We've got a little book to send you and teach you how to read your Bible and all kinds of material. Praise God. We're so thrilled. Maybe you might live next door to us in heaven. You don't know. Glory to God. We love you. And it's just, I get so excited about that. That's the most thrilling, most exciting of all. We're out of time. And it's, oh my. Oh, glory to God.
It's so rich and so real.
In the name of Jesus, this is Kenneth and Gloria reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, begin your new life in Christ Jesus and live in the goodness God has for you. Request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at kcm.org/salvation. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
I went that search that night. We had the pastor and his wife, and I don't remember now, just a handful of people. Well, what do? Well, you preach it like there's 1,000 there because you don't have any care. You don't give them a little sermonette and go in because there wasn't nobody there. That's where you get thousands.